It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, May 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today in New York, convicted head of the Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht, will be sentenced. The online black market sold drugs and many other illegal things. And the case has been a weird one. Corrupt government agents and a continued claim from Ulbricht that he was anything but the Silk Road's mastermind. Freelance tech journalist Sarah Zhang has been following this case very closely, so we wanted to get an update from her. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Do we expect that this is going to be example-making? Is that what we're about to witness?
Oh, absolutely. It's really surprising that this case went to trial at all. So the government definitely is out to make Ross Ulbricht an example. Ultimately, because of the mandatory minimums at stake, he's going to get a really long sentence. So it's like either he gets a rather long sentence or he gets life imprisonment.
What does all of this have you thinking about in terms of how this might change the culture of doing business online?
I don't really think it's going to change that much. There's markets that continue to pop up. They go away, more pop up in their place. I don't really think that this is a problem that's going to go away anytime soon, even though there's this incredible punishment being levied on one specific individual.
Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A lot of news has been coming out of Google's I/O Developers Conference this week. Mobile payments, security, photo management. The biggest news out of the conference, though, might be an update to Google's personal assistant, Google Now. We reached Marketplace's senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, at I/O. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, except I should probably just check Google Now and see if I'm good.
You should. It knows. Trust me.
So one of the big things here is that it will now have this functionality within other apps, right? So I can basically ask Google a question if I'm in another app, not the Google Now app.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's worth noting that this is only going to be available on Android M, which is the next version of Android,
which is
not out yet. It's probably coming out in August. It's going to be called Now on Tap. And it is a version of Google Now, which is sort of the predictive contextual assistant that, you know, gives you sports scores without you asking or tells you where you parked your car. But now, like you said, it will be integrated into apps. So you could get information about a song that you're listening to at that moment, or it could read your incoming text messages and create reminder cards based on the content of those messages.
This, we would also assume, means that Google is going to actually be collecting data on us while we're in other apps. Is there anything that should scare us about this?
Well, I mean, I think it will scare anybody as much as all of the information collection already does. What I have found, though, is that if the apps work well enough and your phone can actually anticipate your every need, people generally seem happy to turn over their information in that case.
Senior tech correspondent for Marketplace, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today, my sparring partner is Glenn Fleischman. He's the host of the Macworld podcast and also a two-time Jeopardy champ. Glenn, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready.
You don't have to give the answers, by the way, in the form of a question.
Oh, thank good. I'm probably going to do it by accident anyway.
All right, fair enough. 12 teams.
Oh, is that the number of organizations at FIFA dedicated to soliciting bribes?
That is an excellent guess, and you're totally on the news. You're totally on the news. I'm talking about the video game company EA Sports. It's in the game. Announced this week that it will add 12 women's national soccer teams to the next version of the FIFA games franchise.
So I was right group, wrong subject. That's terrific. I love that.
All right. What do you got for me, Glenn?
The number 6, but it's pronounced like M.
this is going to be Google's newest operating system, the sixth version?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. 4,000 different devices run Android, and they want even more. So they're announcing at their Google I.O. conference this week exciting things, that some of which Apple had already introduced, but that's fine because Apple often likes to take things that Google did and incorporate them into its operating system as well.
And the vicious cycle of innovation continues.
It's terrible.
36.5% of peak internet traffic.
That must be the traffic that is Netflix.
Well done. Netflix now makes up 36.5% of North America's internet traffic during peak hours.
It's weird, too, because everyone's watching different things. In the past, you'd have tons of people watching the same thing, but Netflix means you could have 20% of that 36% could all be watching House of Cards or Orange is the New Black, but you don't know because they're watching it at slightly different times.
It seems like an unbelievable number somehow.
That's right. It's on my watch now. I'm watching some on my watch while we're recording. Just, no, not really. Not yet.
I want that watch. Okay, what do you got?
100,000.
I'm going to say tax return transcripts stolen by hackers admitted by the IRS this week.
You are so on your game. You've what beat me out. It's true. It's a terrible number, and it's possible it will grow. So at least 100,000 people had this happen. The IRS isn't sure of the total amount, and there's going to be massive, wonderful amounts of identity theft because thieves will have so much information about us to use.
Glenn Fleischman is a tech journalist and co-host of the Macworld podcast. He's also a two-time Jeopardy champion. Glenn, thank you very much for playing along.
Well, you are a fine, fine contestant who beat me out. Thank you very much.
We're playing Silicon Tally with listeners today on Twitter, so get on there and play along with us. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.